This is the Netgroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from Netgroup Investments Multi-Manager. Welcome to this week's Market and Economic Wrap entitled Government of National Unity Jitters and Tariff Uncertainty Rocks Investor Sentiment. President Trump's on-off tariff announcements hogged the headlines this week. The US delayed its sweeping reciprocal tariffs only a few hours after they came into effect on the 9th of April. The pause is valid for 90 days, with Trump stressing that it is an opportunity for affected countries to strike trade deals with the US. However, all countries will still be subject to the minimum 10% tariff over the 90-day period. Trump said that about 75 countries, including Japan, South Korea, the UK, and Vietnam, have reached out to initiate trade talks. Alarmingly, the US and China remained locked in a fierce trade war. Over the past week, both countries exchanged blows, ratcheting up the effective tariffs applying to their respective imports to alarming levels. As of today, the US raised the tariff on Chinese imports to 145% after China retaliated by lifting its tariff on US imports to 125%. China has vowed not to back down in the trade war. Press reports suggest that the US has indicated that it is ready to negotiate future deals with China. The rand weakened in volatile trade, bogged down by global risk aversion, amplified by South Africa's political woes. The ANC and the DA continue to be in negotiations about the future workings of the GNU, as well as the passing of the national budget and proposed VAT increase. It has been reported that the ANC is re-looking at the VAT increase of 0.5%, as no other political parties have signified their support of this decision. If the GNU collapses and the ANC partners with more leftist parties like the EFF or MK, the shift towards more populist policies would hurt confidence and put the rand under even more severe pressure. The rand slumped to 19 rand 75 to the dollar on Tuesday last week, its weakest level since May 2023. It has since strengthened by 4.5% to 18 rand 84 cents today, but it remains under intense pressure. The US dollar slumped against the other major currencies as markets reflected a higher probability of a US recession and more aggressive cuts in interest rates by the US Fed. It was a roller coaster in equity markets this past week, with market volatility reaching a five-year high. The VIX, or Volatility Index, surged to its highest level since April 2020, when the world economy was in the throes of the COVID-19 pandemic. Trump's announcement of the three-month suspension of the tariffs saw the major indices recording massive gains. In the US, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ jumped by 9.5% and 12.2% on Wednesday, before dropping by 3.5% and 4.3% on Thursday, respectively. European equities were equally volatile, just moving in smaller daily margins than their US counterparts. As of last night, the Dow, S&P and NASDAQ were all trading up on the day between 1% and 1.5%. Locally, the JSE All-Share Index's losses were tempered by more gains in basic materials, which gained 4.5% as they drew support from rand weakness and favorable metal prices. Bond markets slumped as recession fears escalated. The US 10-year yield rose to 4.41% from 4.01% on the 4th of April a week earlier. Locally, the benchmark 10-year bond yield fluctuated with changes in the rand, floating at around about 11.02% this morning from 10.9% last week. In commodity markets, recession fears pushed the Brent crude oil price briefly to below $64 a barrel last week, its lowest level since April 2021, before it recovered marginally to around $66 at the moment. Gold has set a fresh record high of $3,214 an ounce, boosted by the flight to safety in global markets. We expect the next few weeks and months to continue as the recent past, with much degree of uncertainty and change, resulting in increased levels of volatility. We advise investors to stick to their long-term investment plan and not react with short-term knee-jerk reactions. Till next time, with thanks, Trevor.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.